Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Something Brewing Show. This is Tracy Mahan, and I am here with my wonderful, amazing, creative, psychic, intuitive healer, and on and on and on, Cherry Divine.
Well, good morning. Hi. What an intro. Oh, my goodness. Now I get to live up to all of that. So,
That's the goal. I'm living up to it. That is the goal, to be so elaborate with the introduction that, you have to step up a little.
That's it. Both of us. You know, each week we've got this huge intro that's all positive. Does everybody out there notice how it actually affirms everything that we do, what we are? And, let's start your day like that, too. Welcome all of our amazing, fantastic, intuitive, because everybody's intuitive, empathetic. Let's see, stargazing, brilliant. Let's see, what else do we want to add in there?
There's probably all kinds of things. Bright light, sunshine in our day. We could really get
that's
fluffy
our audience.
With this.
We could, and that's our audience. That's
and
you guys.
Fluffy audience.
Yeah, grab that energy. Come on. Oh,
you know,
goodness.
You said empathetic, and it made me think of the conversation I had this week with one of my friends. And I was like, I'm chatting with her. I said, that's because you're empathic. And apparently she had never heard me say that to her before. So she went home and looked that up.
she wrote
me and said, oh my gosh, why haven't you told me this before? And I'm like, how have I not told you that before? So apparently she was ready to hear it. But she was like, this fits me to a T and it explains so much. So you guys, everybody go look up the empath and see if you fall under that, because it does help if you know.
Yes, and everybody remember there's times I make up my own words. So empathetic may not even be a word. You may be empathic. But I really love, though, is our science actually proves how our energy bodies come out and connect to each other. And how we feel and receive messages through this. Some people are more aware of it than others. I had I did the Rasani Fair here in Albany, Oregon this last weekend, and I had this wonderful gentleman sit down, and he's going, I don't understand why. And I'm going, it's because you're very sensitive. You're what I call a high sensitive, a high empath, And I told him to go home and look that up. I said, just go read about that, won't ya? I mean, he'd never been to one of these events, and it's a holistic metaphysical fair. Anyway, but he goes, I really wanted to come. My girlfriend said, let's go. I really wanted to come. He goes, and I just felt good just the moment I walked in the store. I'm going, honey, that's because. So, shall we let everybody know how to get in touch with us, calling in, all of this stuff?
Yeah, let's give that a try and see if we can beef up this chat room. Good morning, Debbie. I'm going to say that because she posted a cute little Mickey and Minnie Mouse with their sunshine and happy faces.
Well, I must have to. Oh, there she is. I had to.
She represents.
Yes. Well, I had to refresh my page. She hadn't showed up on my page. I was like, what? So good morning, Debbie. And so for all of you who want to call in, because we will be taking your questions a little later in the show, the number is 646-668-8389. Or you can go to Cat Media 2 with the number 2 right after the A, no space, on Facebook, or join us in the Something Brewing chat room. I had a message sitting there in Something Brewing letting everybody know where to go, and forgot to post it. But we do have guests in our chat room on Blog Talk.
Yep.
So hello.
Good morning,
hello.
Kathy.
Oh, hello, Kathy. We got you waking up and joining us. I'm gonna move from this topic and why and how the thought came up about today's show is I've had some information triggered inside. I mean, I'm sitting here one day last week and thinking, you know, everything in my house represents me. And then it just kept taking it out further. And an exercise came to me that I'll be using in various workshops and retreats. And this exercise was to take something in your life, a room, a car, your job, whatever, and look at it. But look at it very, very carefully and closely. And I'll give you an example. I'm sitting in my kitchen. And since everything represents us, everything outside of us, I'm looking and I'm going, gosh, you know, my kitchen cupboards are 24, 25 years old. And I refinish them a little darker. So, and they hold new items, but they also hold old items. They hold things that have been handed down or, you know, things that I bought just for a specific reason. So when I'm looking at those, I can see that some of my energy has a little bit of a deeper contrast. And inside me, I hold old and new. I hold what has been passed down, and I hold what I've found on my own for specific reasons. Now, I just repainted my kitchen, and it went from a deep, dark green wall, the accent wall, to a really brighter blue wall. And then, again, the white walls were painted even a brighter white. So if I look at that, it's like, oh, I've had an energetic shift. A value of my frequency has changed, and there's brighter. I look at the appliances are new within the last, 1 to 5 years. So the inner workings, the mechanisms have been upgraded. So when we look at this, we can look at ways where we hold ourselves back, what old things we're holding on to, what we've replaced new. But you know what caught my attention the most, Tracy?
What?
Yes, I'll stop for a moment because this is really fascinating me, and I've just got to share it with her. I was looking at my floor, and I thought, oh my goodness, my foundation. Now, the framework of the house is there, and it has a subflooring. Now, that's a little bit older because we rebuilt this house, and that was put in about 25 years ago. And so there's a secure, fairly new foundation, and it came in shortly after I shifted, and I thought, oh my gosh, I set up a whole new foundation. Yet there was laminate put on the top, which is holding up, yet it's got dings and chips in it from, you know, just life. And I'm looking at that going, oh, part of the upper foundation that I've had in my life, and now everybody, well, a lot of people know I have a bunch of changes going on, which really breaks up part of my foundation and sets anew. So this upper layer, that's the thinnest layer, is actually being chipped away and removed so I can put in new. Then have it really support me.
Yeah.
So if you know, you take that information. Now, Tracy, if you are to look at something, oh my goodness, I just thought of your kitchen. You redid it also. And, you know, in kitchens represents
and was,
where we...
It was pretty beat up would be the way I would explain it. So, wow.
Yes. And if you think kitchens represent where we nurture and nourish, where we feed ourselves or, you know, create the substance that actually keeps the body going. So, so that if you were to take something and look at it as to how it represents and what it represents to you, what would it be right now? You can use whatever you want.
Great question. Wait, more coffee. Okay. Well, the biggest, if we're going to go for rooms in the house, the biggest room in the house that represents me is the office I'm sitting in currently, because it is where I keep all of my, precious items, the crystals, the things that I use every day, that kind of thing. And right now, as I look around, we've got, what's the word for it? It's tidy, but not
lived in.
It's lived in. Yeah. Yeah, I've got stuff that I have in here because I started doing little videos where I use the green screen. So I ordered one of these green screens, but it turns out there's really nowhere to put the green screen when you're not using it. And it's such a pain to break it all down and then set it all back up again. So it's kind of set up in a corner over here where everything kind of goes when I'm done using it. So there's definitely something I would like to change about this room, which is very cool since I am going through, something is going to change with the work I do. I just don't know how that looks yet. But for some of you, you know this, and for others, you don't. I gave up my office that I work out of just last month. So I no longer have a place to go face-to-face, but I've been told to do that since the beginning of summer, and I didn't do it. And then when I did do it, I had a really weird experience when I wrote the letter up to say, hey, this is going to be my last month in the office. And I rent that from Bev and Jim Martin, who are just amazing people. And, of course, they just embraced the fact that I was ready and needed to make a change. But I'm doing this change in blind faith because I have no idea where that's taking me. I just knew I was supposed to let this one go. And when I wrote that letter, I had this feeling that of, why are you doing this again? Like I had already done it. Like I'd already released this. So, it was really a weird experience because when I sent it, I was like, I seriously, like even when I was going to bed, I thought, why did I just send them that again? Wait a minute. No, I didn't send them that before. And I know it's because I've been told since June that it's time to let it go. So I'm thinking maybe there's another reality where I did let it go in June.
Oh my God, I'm sure.
Bouncing back and forth with that one. And because it really felt like I had already let the office go and already wrote that letter. And so it was really crazy. But anyway, so the door is open for something new to come in. And of course, now that I've let the office go, because here's what was happening. Nobody was calling for face-to-face appointments. Nobody. I like literally wasn't even paying my rent there with office visits. There was just nothing happening. Now, of course, that I let it go, I've been getting all these calls and I'm like, well, I can't do face-to-face right now. So anyway, but it's okay. Like one of the people I set up the appointment with, I'm going to go to their house and do the session there. And so, you know, there's ways around it. Mostly I do video though, and it works really well. And then nobody has to drive after being hypnotized, which is comforting to me. I'd much rather you just go sit down, maybe journal, maybe even take a nap or something if that's what you feel like you want to do, but get grounded, not just jump in a car and drive. So, so I think there's some really good things coming at that.
But, well, it feels you more than think it, honey.
Yeah. Happening. Yeah. I'm just catching up to it is what it is.
Well, you know,
it's an interesting time.
It is. And, you know, when changes come, you know, there's many times we'll feel them and everybody thinks that, you know, as soon as we think, oh, there's a change, that it's right there in front of us, that it's right out in our world. Not necessarily. It comes in, we'll feel it, it integrates through and then presents itself. And, you know, there's times when people are going, well, I did this, it should be. And then they get impatient and give up. You know, instead, just let each of the process, the steps come in, because you're manifesting in every moment, there's much of it that has to be done inward and then come outward. Everything comes down, well, you know, that sounds like a blanket statement, yet for the most part, it'll come in and into our realization. You know, people talk about downloads, they talk about upgrades, they talk about all this. Well, there's a shift within the physicality of you. It works from the inner to the outer. So when you feel a change, let's not get impatient. I mean, I jump on that too at times, go, gosh, where is it? Instead, it's just look around and then check in with your inner feelings. What do you feel about you? What do you feel is different? And then start looking around you and noticing them, because there are times it's very subtle.
Yeah. You know, speaking of different, so here's something different that, and Cherry, I think, you know, when you when you go to Mount Shasta, you probably really have these experiences. But for me, this last year has been really an awakening to other beings outside of our planet. You know, I've always done angels and guides and loved ones. Well, now I'm getting to do Arcturians, and this week I had Sirians come through, and mm-hmm. I've done the I've had the Lyrans come through. I don't know what the ones that look like praying mantis is called. I think just mantis is a good way to say it. and then I had, when I was doing Reiki the other day, I had Doc come through. And it was like, oh my gosh, I'm just having all of these really different energies come through because I've been opening myself up to that and becoming more aware of them and more aware of what's out there. And the Sirians, I have to giggle a little bit because I'm seeing them in my head and I'm getting a message for somebody. And I'm like, I have no idea which ones these are. They don't look like my Arcturians or my little Lyrans that came through. You know, those ones, I knew who they were. These ones, I'm like, I drew a picture on my paper and drew it out so that later when I was done with reading, I could go look it up and remember. And when I went and looked it up, I pulled up star beings and went to the images and boom, it was right there in front of me. And it looked just like what I drew. I was like, okay, that was cool. And so then I figured out who they were and got a message for the person that they were coming in for. And it was really cool. So even when we do this stuff, it is, I think, Cherry, I think you and I have the same experience where things will come through and even we're going, wow, did that just happen?
Well, you know, and it comes, everything comes in as we're meant to have it come in also, you know, and that's something to remember. Yeah. You know, and I can remember when I first shifted and my whole family was uncomfortable with this shift. Needless to say, they thought I'd lost my mind. Anyway, so I stayed with the guides and the angels, the ascended masters, you know, what was acceptable because they could, and I kept having this feeling, and this is, and one of the things I connected to my ancient energy, which is not on planet to begin with. And,
no,
but
one thing I know I have an alien friend and she's on the other side of the mic.
Yeah. So, and I always tell everybody we're all aliens because none of us
are
directly from here. So we've lived in other planetary aspects. But I really remember resisting when I kept seeing the interdimensional travelers. That's what they asked me to tell them, call them, because many people, if you say aliens or extraterrestrials, they go into this fear. Oh my God, they're going to grab you and they're going to dissect you, which is not necessarily true whatsoever. I mean, if you think about it, here on planet Earth, if they found an alien, they'd grab them and dissect them. So
can
don't
you hear
tell
me?
Anybody I'm an alien. Yes, I can. So don't tell anybody I'm an alien. The next thing you know, the government will be. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I was down in California doing a workshop. And I had really resisted the interdimensional travelers. It's like I was not going there because of, like I said, the worry and fear that my family was already in. And I had a gentleman say, do you speak to extraterrestrials? Before I could answer, I had this really high-pitched sound come into my inner ear and a piercing pain up by my temple. And without even thinking, I put my hand over that and put my head down and said, turn it down, it hurts. And automatically it was turned down. And I looked at him and said, well, guess I do. So finally, you know, when it's time to claim it, you know, it is made sure that you come in and claim it. Is Tracy still here? Because I'm looking over at the call-in, and it shows I'm there, but it doesn't show Tracy is there. So, Tracy, if you are there and can you either type a message? If people, I'm typing a message Anyway, I'm sending a message to Tracy. Apparently, y'all can hear me. But let's see who's typing, because let me see, because I can see me up there, but I cannot see Tracy's phone number. So, sweetie, we start talking about aliens and look what happens. Frequency goes very high. We have disconnect. Yeah, there you are, sweetie.
I'm really glad the show continued, because it popped up on my screen to end the episode and everything. I'm like, that's not
well,
cool.
You know, and that is here too. It's saying you are not connected. Please call in and end the episode. And so I'm typing away, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And people are saying, yeah, but you were nowhere on the switchboard.
Panicking. I'm nowhere on the switchboard.
No,
nope,
you're not.
They cut me off. So here I am. I'm on my phone now. It looks like we can continue the show and then just end the episode when it comes that
yes.
time. Hopefully
now,
we can take the callers and it'll be
well,
good.
And this is what's fun, is that silly little thing that says end the episode is right over my call list. So when it's time to take the callers, I may have to have you do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, do I connect? Do I click the continue? I don't know if I want to hit that button.
I know. I'm the same way. Okay, you guys. So we have this little window up here that says end episode, and then there's another button that says continue. And I think we're both a little bit afraid that if we click continue, it might end the show.
Yes.
So let's just write it out. Let's just
yep,
see what happens.
If you can
and
see the switchboard.
We know we're being broadcasted right now, so let's not click anything.
No, we're not. We're not. But I love when this came in. I mean, this all, and see, this is the
it
fun
was perfect
thing.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, well, again, you know, it just lets you know how those higher energies mess with things. And we're sitting there talking about the frequencies and the connections and all of this, and Tracy goes away. Oh,
so little ETs are like, oh, here, let's show them we're listening.
Yep. Let's mess with their vibration. We'll okay. Now everything that happens outside of you is inside of you. So there goes that vibration. We own it.
So, yeah. Oh. Exactly. So while we're at this little breaking point, I do want to say hi to a few more people. We've got Chris and Mindy and Corinna and Patty and Lisa. A bunch more of you guys are saying hi to us in the chat room there, so I just want to say hi back. And I don't know if you have access still to the Blog Talk chat, but hello to everybody over there.
I do, and
usually
we have
they'll show up as numbers, so let's see.
Well, and we have in our chat room, we have Miss Pretty. I love that. Hello, Miss Pretty.
Thank you.
You know, yet we have, it's really funny because she has a box all to herself. Let me see what I, we have Anne with the number behind her. That is, I'm thinking it's a zip code. It says, can we ask questions from the chat? Yes, you can. So if you have a question, put it up on the chat or give us a call at, let me go back and find my phone number, 646-668-8389, because we will be taking your calls soon. But yes, we have a pretty full house in our Blog Talk chat room. So remember, everybody, and Miss Pretty saying hi, hon. Mwah. Well, big kisses right back at you. So,
mwah, right back at you.
There we go. So, gosh, it's so nice to have everybody here. And so we just kind of just chatter on. So, Gemini Moon is saying good morning, everybody. So, and it is a good morning. You know, I do want to take a moment because we've had some devastation around. I was to do the Santa Rosa Fair this weekend, and they had horrendous fires there that just totally destroyed a huge area. So can we all take a moment to send love and light outward all around the earth and beyond? Because we've had, you know, we've had the hurricanes, we've had the earthquakes, we've had the fires. So if we can just take that moment and seeing everybody connected heart to heart, and that they're let everybody feel supported and safe and just totally loved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I hope you all can feel that, because it's quite wonderful. You know what's really fabulous too is when you listen back to the shows in the archives, that same energy will come up and just feel how it is just wonderful. So
resetting the energy over there.
Exactly.
That's actually going to be a very powerful vibration when they rebuild. So that's what you're showing me right now. So that's going to be cool to know. But right now we're in the thick of the hurt, the heartache, the loss.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get them through that. But when they rebuild, it's going to be a very powerful energy over there.
Well, and that's it. And from the ashes, the phoenix rises. And, you know, these are not my words in so much, but I have said very similar words is, you know, we are in huge change. Now, this is my words, is we have so much light coming onto Earth. Well, the old energy, the dense energy, is pushing back, trying to hold, you know, the old paradigm. Well, it isn't going to work. But now onto what I read this or heard this the other, about last week sometime, is and it came from a channeled message, and it was that, you know, many of us are waking up as we are. We one moment are one way, and the next minute we're feeling the essence of who we are and the more of life, and we're walking our path on a conscious level. Well, there are those that absolutely have to have a big shakeup to shift the world. And so that does create chaos, that does create upset. But it's to bring more awareness to Earth. It isn't, you know, and experiences and examples. And people are opening at a heart level and reaching out instead of staying in a deep sleep. So, you know, we know other ways to do this, but there are those who don't remember just going to the heart. So they have this, what we term tragedies, upsets, chaos, that sort of thing. But when we send love, we're able to assist people in coming into the essence of who they are without those.
So we've got Kathy in the chat room, and her mom is actually visiting her, and she's from the area. They had other family members that were in the area, and I was asking if the home and family were okay. And good news, yes, they are, but no electricity. They won't let them back in yet, and the airport is still closed. So, you know, prayers for all of those people that, you know, even the ones where their homes are still standing, there's still a lot of things going on.
Exactly.
You know, that's going to take a while to get back. And this is a good reminder, and normally, I won't even put this kind of stuff out, but I have been getting this information for a while to make sure we have water on hand, make sure there's emergency supplies that you may need, like first aid kits and stuff like that that you have handy in case things like this happen. So, for instance, even the residents that just, they still have their homes but no electricity, you know, There's certain supplies, candles on hand, things like that, that are going to get you through a couple of days with no electricity or a generator or things like that. So think about maybe adding those things to your home supply if you don't have that stuff right now, because, you know, we are in a time where we are going to have hurricanes and fires and earthquakes and volcanoes even. So why pretend we're not? Get ready for it. So.
Well, you know, and there's being prepared, but, you know, and I'm going to put a but in there, because we have the ability, and we have redirected energy more than once. I mean, where they've, you know, California was supposed to drop off into nothingness. There was many prophecies and predictions about this from people who were channeling and stuff 20 to 30 years ago. But when we all, you know, merge as a collective and see you know, stabilization, see harmony, see love, we have the ability to redirect the occurrences. Because, yeah, right now we have in our area, and both Tracy and I are in Oregon, and, you know, we have all of this news going on about, well, you know, Portland's not ready for this, and we're going to have a big one, and people got to be. Well, that's putting out an energy to create. Yet if we actually hold the idea of support and balance on Earth and see security bring up more light, we can bypass that prediction. We can nullify it. It has happened over and over and over again. But it's moving up past the fear vibration for children. If you continue with the fear vibration, you create more of your own chaos. So what we ask you to do is generate the love from your heart and see the worlds at peace. We say worlds because as your world is affected, so are other worlds. That is what we were bringing in today, earlier, that you are not alone, as Miss Tracy said and Miss Divine said. You are not alone. And so as your world shifts and moves, so does other worlds. Yet we ask you all right now to go into the center, into the truth of who you are, and that is absolute peace, love, peace, and generate that and that particular vibration. You may nullify many of the great catastrophes that have been predicted. You do not have to live in a world of chaos, and you do not have to create change through chaos. You can create change through the absolute truth of all life, and that is love. So yes, have your waters, have your foods, for you will be thirsty and you will be hungry, and you may eat and drink them at whatever time you choose. Yet see the great chaos nullified.
Nullifying the chaos.
There we go. You know,
that's everyone's assignment now.
Yes, it is. Fear creates fear. Love creates love. And we're co-creating. And remember, one loving thought dispels 100 or 1,000 negative fear thoughts. So there we go.
Well, and I don't think the changes that we're going through need to be feared. I think we, you know, there's going to be earth changes. It's happening. It's around us. It's just being prepared not to be feared. And so, you know, like when we were praying over California there, and I'm looking at that, and it's just showing me this powerful, wonderful rebuild that's going to happen. It's probably a hard and raw example right now, but clearing out the old to build something new. You know, and there's a lot of energy clearing going on with a lot of the things going on in the planet right now. So it's not to be feared, and I hope that I did not imply that. But
No, you didn't.
It's for me, it's just like, okay, well, you know, it's not going to hurt to have some supplies on hand in case we do lose electricity for 4 or 5 days, you know, or things like that are happening, or, you know, it's just good to have that stuff. And so anyways, it's just been coming to me to stock up on those things and be prepared, but it definitely did not strike any fear for me. It's like, you know, we're all going to go through some shifts on this planet, and maybe we'll be affected on those levels, and maybe we won't, but even if we're not, at least we have those supplies for the ones that were. So, you know, thinking in that regard as well.
We have winter. I have lost the power in my house on a regular winter when we get the ice storms for a couple of days at a time. I do own a generator. I'm not real sure how to work it because Rob is the one that always worked it. So anyway, so that's one of the things there, but I had it repaired. So I should be able to put gas in it and allow it to work and supply. But I have candles, I have water backup, all of this. And that is, you know, we do have our storms. Yet, you know, I love that, you know, when I picture a show, I don't, it never ends up being the way I pictured it, which is really fun because who knows? Remember that, again, today's show is everything in your world is a representation of you. So when we are aware of these fires, these floods, these earthquakes, these hurricanes, these volcanoes, that is showing the eruptions and the shifts and changes that live inside of us. And as it brings up fear and worry, it allows us to disperse that, change or transmute it to love and create new. So it, remember, it represents all of us on a whole and the great changes we are experiencing inside of us. So grab your light, grab your love. And again, Tracy, I'm going to let you take the calls because I have this big block over my, can you see the?
Yeah, I can see them. So let's see how this works out. So
first caller
4415, you're on the air. Who are we talking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, hello. My name is Anne and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Anne.
Oh, how are you doing out there in California?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. And what can we do for you, Anne?
Well, I have a question. Do you see anything positive happening in my love life in the near future?
Seeing anything positive happening for the love life?
Yeah. I'm looking for a relationship, not just dating. I had hopes for an older man. At this time, I don't see him. I had hopes for a younger man. Well, it didn't work out, so.
Okay. What I tend to do when I'm looking at relationships is instead of looking for the relationship, I look for energy around you that's keeping you from having that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the direction I'm going to go. So, Cherry, I don't know if you're picking something up right away. Or not.
Did you want me to step in real quick?
Sure. And then I'm going to focus on tuning into the energy around that.
Okay. And Tracy's hit the nail on the head with your energy. Right now, due to life disappointments, long before this older man you're looking for and the younger man you didn't work out, it happened prior to that. You went through some different relationships that I'll use the term pan out for you. And you started judging yourself as if there's something wrong with you and pulling your energy body in for self-protection. When you're doing that, it doesn't allow you to actually live on a heart level or connect heart to heart. And so it is very important for you to go in and really start doing some self-love and honoring yourself, but also look at and then showing two old relationships that really affected you earlier on, in which you felt like somehow you had failed or somehow, well, you failed in one and the other disappointed you. And so you've got this idea that you can't trust love, that it isn't there for you, that you have to be on guard. Well, you're so protected, nobody can come in. So the thing about it is go in and do self-love and picture love as not somebody who's going to take care of you. Somewhere it goes, well, if I have somebody, they're going to take care of me. And sweetie, there you are very good at taking care of yourself. It's so that you share a life, you harmonize within a life, and you support each other. Not that he comes in and takes care of you. Because as you're doing that, it's giving up the self. And that's there's a part of you that understands that, knows that. So when we're talking about positives in your life, self-love, self-support, and then see joy in love, see happiness in love, see security in love, and you attract him to you. And you know, here a few weeks ago, we had a show, and Tracy, I love it because we're so connected, and there's times information comes in that it will get a piece of it, and then it carries forward. And Tracy had received this information. She woke up with it. It's because we tend to tell people to create a list, and she's hearing this, no, don't create a list from the old, you know, and this. Well, you know, as this information came in, it kept moving forward for me. And so I want you to look at yourself as you are today, not from from past experiences, but from this very moment, what is it you like? What is it you love? What is perfect for you? And write a list of your mate from this moment, the present moment, and that he has. He's gentle because you want somebody gentle. There's something about you that loves gentleness. You want to trust. Well, trust yourself first. You want to love. Love yourself first. Then see him as trustworthy and lovable. See yourselves together, but go from this point. As you do this, you have the ability to attract somebody in very quickly. But if, and again, when we say timelines, there are none. We are creating in every moment, so we can speed it up or we can slow it down, because I see a gentleman waiting off in the wings, but you have to be the one that's ready for him. He's already opened up. So yeah, that's good news, but the better news is self-love and self-processing and walking your path in a brilliant light. Okay, Tracy, your turn.
Okay. Phew. You covered pretty much everything I was going to say, but I am going to read something Linda put here in the chat room, which is brilliant. She says that, you know, she always made a list of what she wanted, not what she didn't want. So that's one of the big things. You know, you don't want to put anything on that list that's saying, I no longer want somebody that does this, or, you know. But then she would go to work and she would just enjoy herself. And her point is, when you are happy and enjoying yourself, others are attracted to that. And that is when you get your pick. Mm-hmm. Now, what I wanted to say, Anne, is that when I'm looking at your energy, I want to ask you to say a prayer around healing something with your dad. There's something there with your dad. His name kept, or, you know, just dad kept coming in. So I'm not sure what that is, and it's not something we can do, you know, on a 5-minute reading on a radio show. But there's some work there to just ask your angels to come in and heal anything there is with your dad. And it could be a loss of your dad. It could be abuse. It could be all, you know, it could be on either side of the spectrum. And then the other thing that we want the angels to come in and help you do is to cut the cords with at least one lifetime that is affecting you in this romance area right now. So we're just asking for that to be healed as well. Calling in Archangel Michael around you to help you to do this work, to bring in, to remove the cords that aren't serving you, no longer serving you in this area of your life. Everything Cherry said, you know, moving forward without tugging that behind you will be wonderful. So letting go of some old paradigms that aren't playing nice with what you're trying to create. So we're just going to ask the angels to help you release that and help ask your guides and angels to just surround you with the love that you desire to bring into your life. And we'll leave it there. Okay. We gave you a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you feeling about that, Anne?
Well, I feel good. My dad is no longer here. He passed a long time ago. And
mm-hmm. Oh, right there.
I had a feeling that might have been it.
Very sick. But he's been very sick, so we are prepared. Other than, I don't know, I love myself. I take good care of myself. I am open to love. I have no regrets with past relationships. I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's always something, but as soon as you said your dad was already crossed over, and you, yes. And that you, he was sick and you were prepared? It doesn't
No, she wasn't prepared.
Oh, you weren't prepared. I'm sorry, I misheard that. So there's a shock of a loss. And so do look at that. And also, you know, there's many times, even though we think we're finished with a life lesson, there's a little residue held on. So for me, you know, and all of us, Tracy and myself, we're walking our path the same as everybody else. And it comes in stages. So we clear one part of it and then find out. For me, this last year, you know, I was ready for a relationship. I was saying, okay, God, and I sent out this prayer. And the first thing I heard was, get vulnerable. And I'm going, oh, no, I'm. And then all of a sudden I knew there was a part of me protected. as soon as I got vulnerable, I met the man I married almost 2 weeks ago. We both set out a prayer for each other. I still had a protective layer over my heart, even though I thought, you know, what I thought. So just know there's still more of the process. And so, yeah, we probably would be, I mean, I don't like to cut people short, but we've got a list of people. And so I hope that helps. And so, and keep us up and keep us informed. Let us know when the engagement is.
Okay. Good luck, sweetie. Have a good day. Bye-bye. So we do have a question about receiving water. And I kind of want to hear real quick. And again, we only have 14 minutes left. So Debbie's putting, wondering what the ancients have to say about the water receding and what's going on right now.
First of all, understand that your geographical patterns have moved all throughout the earth throughout time. And so if you look, you will have seen there were oceans where there are now deserts, and there are deserts where there were oceans. What we would like you to do, instead of holding, because your water does represent your emotional body, and just think of it as you hold fear around this. Oh, no, the waters are receding. Oh, no, the icebergs are melting. Oh, no. And yes, many of you do have memories of the Great Ice Age and the fires from long ago and worlds ago. Instead, become comfortable within the self and see plenty, 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 and see it purified. You are the creators of your world. We are to remind you of that. If you live in constant terror and fear, you create things to be terrified and fearful of. So, sweetest Debbie, we ask you to see the most perfect amount of water on earth. Mother Earth is a living organism. You do not have the ability to destroy her. You do have the ability to shift and change your life into great chaos and once again empty off of Earth only to come back if that's what you so choose. But we would like you to focus on the inner worlds of Earth. You see these through the springs that come up and the open rivers where they all of a sudden begin. So know that if it feels as if the waters on earth, your emotional bodies are sapped and tapped, that it is also filled from the inner waterways that are inside of the embodiment of earth and all of us that are supporting you, children. Dearest ones, we ask that you come to us for your questions and your fears, for we will relieve you of those. You have the inner world of Earth. You have the outer worlds outside of Earth. Do you feel the love we are generating to you? For that is what we are doing. Dearest ones, you have the ability to thrive, no longer just surviving in chaos. You have the ability to thrive, to be once again in harmony on the outer world of Earth, to once again be in love, see the beauty of all the lands around you. We embrace you in our hearts. We support you in our love. You are not alone. We have to come back from that energy, and that's one of the energies that comes up when I'm at Mount Shasta. Just totally beautiful, totally amazing. So I thank that being for coming up. The whole energy just shifted. Okay, I have to ground out a little bit because I'm just going to go out into outer space and stay there, everybody.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, I'm bringing on caller 5009. You are on the air. Who are we talking to, and where are you calling from?
My name is Holly, and I'm calling from Oregon.
Hi, Holly.
Hey, Holly.
I know a Holly in Oregon, but you're not her.
Well, I know a Holly from Oregon now, and it is you.
No. Yes, there we go. So I worked with a beautiful girl named Holly, just a dear girl for many years. Holly's a terrific name. So what is your question, sweetie?
What can we do for you?
I want to know if this breakup with Mark is permanent and like, if we're going to be able to
I'm going to ask you, Holly, I can hardly hear you. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yes.
Sure. I want to know if this breakup with Mark is permanent or if we're going to be able to make amends.
Okay. For me, it still came in very choppy. Are we asking
Yeah.
About
are you on a cell phone, honey?
Yeah, but I just took you off speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes, that's much better. So could you repeat your question? Neither of us got it.
Sure. I want to know if the breakup with me and Mark is permanent or if we're going to be able to work through it. And what caused it? I mean, it's the blue.
That's a good question. I can feel your pull to want to work through it. And you know what? I think that you could create that and spend a little more time there, but I don't think this is I think eventually it will end. And so just asking yourself, how much longer do you want to keep going? How would you put that, Cherry?
Well, sweetie, both of us felt how you want to hold on to it. Note, underline the word you, and I agree 100% with Tracy that you could hold on to it, yet it isn't going to continue forward, and you're going to continue feeling as if there's something defective in you, something wrong with you, something you have to fix. And the truth of the matter is, and this sounds, and it is not meant to sound as if this is not an important relationship, because it was. You completed a karmic agreement, but it's saying dance the heck away from there. Go live your life. And you notice how strong that's coming in? There is no hesitation. But let yourself have the emotions first. It does feel like sometime next year you have another person come into your life that absolutely adores you and is wanting the same thing in life that you do, that you're not having to work so hard to keep it going. Somehow this relationship feels like you've done a lot of work on it. You have nothing to prove. You deserve to be loved. And for whatever reason, your voice comes in very shy and very reticent and held back, and they're coming through like tons of strength. I want you to look where you lost your voice in this last relationship, where you gave yourself up. Because they're wanting you to claim yourself and claim the power of you. So, again, it can continue on, but I'm with Tracy. It doesn't feel like it lasts that long, and you deserve.
Well, and you know what? It can't last that long. There's somebody else that's supposed to come in.
Yeah.
For you, Holly, and this person is going to actually be somebody that encourages you, supports you, and brings out the best in you, pushes you to do better at whatever it is you're doing, take that next step, leaps of faith. This person is really a good support for you. And so even if, I think you said his name was Brad, even if he's
Mark,
a great guy,
Mark.
Which he is, I'm sure, Mark, I'm sorry. Even if he's, okay, now if the guy you meet's name is Brad, you got to call me back. but anyway, with Mark, it's not to say anything negative about him. He might be an absolutely amazing person, but your purpose together is done, and that does make the separation harder. You know, you're both amazing people, but there's something.
Can you tell me, did he mean all the horrible stuff that he said to me?
Oh, no. People usually don't. They don't really mean it. They're just hurting or needing to feel better about choices that they're making. And so they create fights and sabotage and say mean things to create the separation. So, sorry, Cherry. I think I jumped in on you and I want to apologize
No. Sweetie, we do that. You know, there's times we're supposed to say something, you know, and that's it. So I jump in on you all the time. I'd be apologizing left and right. Thank God you don't make me. So, no, sweetie. So hope that helped.
All right, Holly. Well, hope you have a good day and know that there's things lining up for you that you haven't seen yet, and you just got to get through this portion of it, and then watch out. It's going to be pretty powerful.
Yes, because I see you in a wedding dress. So that's pretty darn powerful. Anyway, see? Jumped in on you, Tracy.
Yes, tag. Okay, thank you, Holly. We'll let you go. We got to get the next caller here before we run out of time. So you have a good day. Bye-bye. So let's go ahead and jump on that since we've got 4 minutes left. Oh, real quick, Cherry, how do people find you?
Well, you know, I was just typing this up on the Blog Talk Radio chat room. Is go to cherrydivine.com and you'll find out all about me, where I'm going to be, unless some catastrophe comes up and it gets canceled. But that's not happening. Anyway, or go to Cherry Divine LLC on Facebook and become my friend. So,
yeah.
And I couldn't hear, yes.
So, for me, find me at TracyMahan.com, TracyMahan.com. And of course, over on Facebook, Tracy Mahan with the CHT behind it. That's my fun little work page over there on Facebook. Doing something new with our radio shows and moving it over to YouTube. So come find me over on YouTube, Tracy Mahan, and follow me over there. All the radio shows are being transferred over there. For some reason, that's one of the new things I'm doing. So I'm not sure what it's for yet, but it does seem to be another fun place to announce the shows to people and make. Sometimes it's easier for people to follow it on YouTube. So there it is. If you're a YouTube person, get over there. Follow me. Make it look like I'm popular. I really need help. No.
Yes. You are popular, honey. You are a star.
Thank you. I am a popular movie star.
Yes,
but it
you
is
are.
A brand new baby page, and so any followers would be welcome. Thank you. Yes. All right, let's go ahead and pull in that last caller here.
Okay.
2386, you're on the air. And for all the others that called in, there's no question marks by you guys, but we won't have time anyway. So there we go. Okay, who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Tavana.
Hi. And your question?
Did you say? Sorry, I was still getting the name. Did you say the name was Tavana?
Yes, Tavana.
Okay, perfect.
My question is, I took a test and I'm pregnant. I'm quite sure I'm about 1 month, and me and my boyfriend is like back and forth on keeping it or not. And I really feel like he wants me to keep it, but he's older, so I guess he. Thinks, you know, he's thinking also, like, maybe we won't be together long, so I shouldn't keep it. And then both our financial and living situations is chaotic, but I really don't want to get rid of it. But I kind of feel like it's best as far as our situations. But I feel like it could change in any given moment.
Honey, love can change anything, but go for it. Tracy, what are you getting really quick, and then I'll pop in with
both chimed in on that, didn't we?
Yes.
Once you make the decision, and it feels to me like you really want to keep the baby, and, you know, I want that for you as well because I have 3 kids, and it's an amazing experience. But when you make the decision to keep the baby, if that's what you decide to do, the universe will support you in that. You know, it's not to say you won't have hard times. I'm a single mom. I have some hard times. But you always make it through. And so I'm going to tell you, if your reason for not wanting to keep the baby is because you're worried about support, please let that go. That will never happen. You'll be supported. Okay, Cherry.
You're talking to two women that have been single parents, and it can be challenging, but it can also be the most beautiful experience in the world. I basically, my daughter's father was not in her life, and so we went through it. Yet I'm with Tracy 100% about if you allow yourself to let go of the idea of not having support, you'll recognize that you do, and everything will be provided as you allow it in. Now, the thing about it here is have a conversation with the energy of the child. Ask if she wants to come in. I do get a feminine energy around this. Now, it could be her energy body. It could be her physical body. But ask her what she wants. And if she chooses to, to say, all I want to do is come in to this point, I'm ready to go now, then let her go with love. She will be back. But there again is, you two, whether he's old or not, you two do make great parents, just letting you know. So you're just mm-hmm. worried because it feels like a challenging situation. But
no, he's worried. I'm all for it. I'm ready for the struggle. I'm ready.